This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The summer concert season at Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs is moving forward under a newly issued permit from the city. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The noise hardship permit allows events at the outdoor venue to operate above decibel limits established by city code. This year's permit holder is the nonprofit that operates Ford, known as the Venue Arts and Culture Foundation. The city's approval falls within state noise laws because nonprofit organizations are allowed to receive exemptions. In a statement, the city says it continues to measure sound data and work collaboratively with nearby residents. The 2026 season opens next week with a show featuring comedians John Mulaney, Mike Birbiglia, and Fred Armisen. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Two lakes on the north side of Pikes Peak will now hold a variety of trout raised at fish hatcheries around the state. The north and south Catamount Reservoirs are being reopened after they were closed for 3 years for repairs. The state says it'll still take some time to fully reestablish the fisheries. We know this winter was a letdown for skiers in the Rocky Mountains, and now there are some new numbers to quantify the sad situation. Early data from the National Ski Areas Association finds that 9 million fewer skiers and snowboarders hit the slopes nationwide compared with last winter. In the Rocky Mountain region, visits declined 24%. That includes Colorado, Idaho, Montana, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. The association pointed to the weather for the drop in visits, including a late start to the winter, rain, and overall warm temperatures. You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org. Along the Central Front Range today, temperatures are back near seasonal norms in the mid-60s.